Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another Good evening. Welcome to another Read the Word. We welcome you to a part of this. This is going to be reading the Bible through in 1 year chronologically. I really like the sound of that. I've never done it chronologically before, so it's going to be a good time. Let's pray to get started. Father, open the eyes of our understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can see what is the goodness and the blessing and the wonder kingdom of God. We choose now to receive from you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, before we get started, let me remind you of these three facts. Number one, there's no better time to start reading the Bible than today. Just get started. Number two, set aside a specific time each day to read the Word together. And then, number three, read the Bible for the sake of revelation, not simply to accomplish your next reading task. Like we just did, say a prayer. Before you begin, asking the Holy Spirit to give you the gift of wisdom and understanding, and then be refreshed by the word which you read. Because Proverbs chapter 4 says, the word is life to those that find it and health to all their flesh. So here we go. Genesis chapter 4 through Genesis chapter 7. This is the reading for January the second. Cain murders Abel. Now Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Verse 6, so the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Verse 10, he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Imagine how much blood is crying out from the ground on some of these wicked world leaders. Whew. Verse 12, when you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on this earth. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, and it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. Verse 16, don't ever let this be said of you. And if it has been, fix it. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east side of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and to Irad begot Mahujael. And Mahujael begot Methusel, and Methusel begot Lamech. Then Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Ada, and the name of the second was Zillah. And Ada bore Jabal. He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the harp and the flute. And as for Zillah, she also bore Zubal Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron. And the sister of Tubal Cain was Naamah. Isn't it something that they had craftsmen in bronze and iron? I mean, they didn't even have a skid steer, a bulldozer, or a front end loader. But somehow, they were mining bronze and iron. 23. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech. For I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. 25. And Adam knew his wife, and she bore a son, and named him Seth. So that's something. All of a sudden, Adam and Eve are back in the picture. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. And as for Seth, to him a son was born, and he named his name Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Now, we know that Methuselah lived to be 969. Adam lived to be 960 years old. These men lived a long time. So, you know, when Adam is having children here after his grandkids and everybody else, that's because they live long lives. Verse 5, no preaching, just reading. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Say it with me. I am made in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day that they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth. He was 130. And he begot Seth. The days of Adam were 800 years, and he had sons and daughters. All the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Verse 6. Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh. After he begot Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enosh lived 90 years and begot Canaan. After he begot Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Verse 12, Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. After he begot Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. You notice that they're getting younger and younger when they're having their kids? I mean, Adam was 130 when he had Seth. 16. After he begot Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. After he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Verse 21, Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. After he begat Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. Notice that this is the only one that said, and he walked with God. So it was obviously possible. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Interesting. He walked so close to God that he walked right out of the earth. 25. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. After he begot Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Lamech lived 182 years and had a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. And after he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. Now watch this. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Interesting, isn't it? We're now in Genesis chapter 6, the wickedness of man on the earth, and then the ark. Now watch this. All of us were in the seed of Adam. Just let it. Somebody's, did I not pay the light bill? What's going on here? Everybody pause for a second. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Huh. Well, everybody hang on. I was wondering what was missing. A little more light. It's the ambiance. Here we go. All of us were in the seed of Adam. Now, you just read a lot of people who lived a long time, had a lot of sons and daughters. But there's 7.5 billion of us. You think about every one of us were inside the seed of Adam. That'll make you think. A couple extra thoughts right there in Jesus' name. Here we go. Chapter 6. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There's the promise of how long we should live. Right there in the Bible. Verse 4. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, those were the mighty men who were of old men of renown. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Adam had no sin. When he sinned, his heart now was to serve the devil. And now wickedness has overtaken the world. Verse 6. The Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air. For I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 9, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits and the width 50 cubits and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark. And you shall finish it to a cubit from above and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your son's wife with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark, keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. And now, Genesis chapter 7, the story of the flood. Then the Lord said to Noah, to the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Noah believed God, and he was a righteous man, just like you and me. Two, you shall take with you seven, each of every clean animal, a male and a female, two of each of the animals that are unclean, a male and his female. Also seven, each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species on the face of all the earth. For after seven more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made. And Noah did according to all the Lord commanded him. Verse 6. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth. So Noah, with his wife, his sons, went into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean animals, of animals that are unclean, of birds, and of everything that creeps on the earth. Two by two, they went into the ark to Noah, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. Now, pause for a minute. Somehow, the last gathering in of all the food didn't spoil. This is very interesting, isn't it? Verse 10, and it came to pass after 7 days, the waters flood were on the earth in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month. On that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. That's serious. And then the fountain of the deep, the water was coming up from within the earth. 13. On the very same day, Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, entered the ark. They and every beast after its kind, all cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into the ark to Noah, two by two, of all flesh, in which is the breath of life. So those that entered, male and female, of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Verse 17. Now the flood was on the earth 40 days. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed greatly, increased on the earth, and the ark moved about on the surface of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth. There's one of the exceedingly words that we're studying this month. And all the hills, high hills under the whole earth were covered. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward, and the mountains were covered. Everything was covered. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beast and everything that creeps on the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life. That's a powerful statement. And all that was on the dry land died. So he, capital He, destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping thing, bird of the air. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive. And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. So it rained for 40 days. The water prevailed for 150 days. And that is the conclusion of day number 2 in the reading of God's word through in 1 year. I'm glad you're with us. Come on back. Share this video with others. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, share that. If you on the YouTube side have friends that can't get social media like YouTube, there's a link for this audio that's on Blog Talk Radio. If they click on that link with a smartphone or their computer or tablet, they'll be able to listen to the audio of it, and it'll be a blessing. Well, as we said yesterday as we ended, remember this about Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower. Jesus said, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand any of the parables? And then he said, to him who has revelation, the word planted in your heart, to him more revelation will be given. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Not to those who are the perfect church person. He rewards those who diligently seek him. And you are today. Call you blessed. And until we see you again, right here on Read the Word, remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.